I hope I can finish what I started. Voila, I don't start podcast. So I think this is the first episode of I Just Want to Talk. Allow me, let me talk, let me express myself, because this is too much. I've been keeping a whole lot of things. Okay, actually, only my wall and mirror to listen to my banter and all. So, you guys can listen to some of my rant here on I Just Want to Talk. I just want to talk, allow me, let me talk, Joe, please let me talk. Oof. I don't think I'll have an introduction today because I've been in my head since afternoon, and maybe before the end of this podcast, I'm going to give an outro of who the fuck I am. But anyways, I'm here to talk. That's what my podcast title is. Ooh. Okay, today I was doing something at home and I decided to get something at the Malam shop. It's not really far from the house. It's not really far. Okay. It's just like in Unilag now. If you're in Moremi Hostel, you're going to the Botry. That kind of stuff. Yeah, it's not far. And I don't expect myself to go inside the room and change. I was wearing a short and a big shirt. I wear my slippers outside. I want to buy something. I got to the Malam shop and there was this uncle, brother, or guy there already buying one or two things. And I'm like, Malam, I want to buy this. I was like, okay, your money. And brother started looking at me. This look is not this one you will get from your daddy. He will be like, Adam, is it this shirt you wore that day? Or, Adam, something is on your shirt, too. Like, you're not giving me that daddy look. I'll be comfortable with it and be like, yes, daddy, that was the shirt I wore. Or, I don't even know, self, that something was on my shirt. You were giving me that look, like, let me just grab this girl into my smelly arms. And the next thing, baby girl, I like your shirt though. What do you want me to do? I should now smile. Brother, thank you. Or uncle, thank you. Or I should also tell you back, baby boy, thank you. Or what? You're expecting me to say thank you, right? And I'm like, what the fuck? In my head, Malam, please hurry up, give me the thing I asked you for. And I was leaving. The next thing for you to say is, nah, them. Fine girls, they stubborn, they do gra-gra. Now, so then they do. I just tell and say, I like in short. You know, if you just tell me thank you, why should I tell you thank you? Excuse me, why? Aspire what? Go and tell your sister at home that, Nem, I like your shirt. Fine, it will be brother and sister. And the sister will laugh about it and also say thank you, or even go as far as hugging her brother. But if you imagine it was another guy now telling his sister that, I'm sure he will use anything, everything available to hit the guy.
You decide now you want to go to Yaba. You actually stay inside your room, scatter your wardrobe, be looking for clothes. Okay, maybe I'll just wear skinny jean or baggy jean and big shirts and go to the market. You can't even say, even if you wear skinny jean too, it's the same thing. Because they'll find a way to talk about your ass or your butt. Even if you say you want to wear a very big gown. One guy, one stupid one, will still say, he no get anything, and why he cover his body? Or he gets, he no won't make we see him. Auntie, why they cover your body now? Nah? Make we see. They will go as far as tapping you. Yeah, remember the scenario? I was inside a bus. And I was like, I was using my phone. And I started to look out of the window. And what I saw was really, 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 it wasn't nice. This girl was using her remaining drink, like, I think she was drinking Pepsi, and she held it in her hand walking, and this driver, I think he tapped her butt or he said something seductive, and she had to make use of her Pepsi too. She made sure she hit that driver. There was traffic. That's why she was able to do all that. There was traffic. She made sure that Pepsi bottle hit that driver really hard. And he still wasn't remorseful. He was still saying, now because you get big yash. Now because you get big yash. Bruh. What was that? You just be walking on the road and somebody will just tell you, I like your nipple. What is that? Then you even sit to ask yourself, okay, because I wore short skirts now outside, I should not wear it again. Or what was the purpose of them making a short skirt? Like, why? It's not for wearing to go outside. Or if every girl decides to stop wearing short skirts or short dresses, who will wear them? Or is it that if every girl decides to stop wearing short skirts, there will not be any short skirts production or short dresses production or what? I don't get it. It's becoming crazy. Every fucking day. Every time. Every damn time. You cover your body. You don't cover your body. One goat. One ewu will still say something. I've been saying it. I don't know if a society or organization, whatever, can be created. Those people should just be going to Yaba, or they should just be going to the streets. If they catch any jean seller or any sneaker seller, any bodycon dress seller or whoever seller telling a girl that I like your nyash, or baby girl, come now. You are disturbing the girl to buy boyfriend jean every time. Just tap the brother, tell him, come, I want to buy boyfriend jean too. But come to my car, let me make the transaction. Let it follow you. They should pack. I don't know how. Just lure them. Carry them inside a bus or something. Beat all of them. I don't know, whatever it is. Maybe when like five are alive to tell the story, they'll be able to tell the rest that if you see them, run for your dear life. I mean, lure them, pack them inside a bus or something, beat the hell out of them. You can even threaten themselves. I will burn your jean shop. I will burn your polo shop. Like, okay, even when you decide to now buy something from them, you are not interrogating me. Maybe you have boyfriend. Don't you have boyfriend? Call him and ask him. Now, why do you say you don't like the jean? If your boyfriend say he like the jean, you must like it. Haba. What is it? Omo, let me go and drink cold water. Because as I'm like this, I'm hot talking about this thing. I'm hot. Definitely taking the cold water break. I'm leaving you guys with this song that I've been on repeat. Like, for a few days now, I've just been listening to the song back to back. So, and I hope you guys like it and will enjoy it.
World, you come and you go. Story of my life. I've been on my ones on grinding, not getting by, but it's all timing. I don't mind it, it's alright. However you cope, when you live in a place so cold, hearts get froze, I don't trust a soul. Cause in this world, you come and you go. Story of my life. I've been on my ones on grinding, not getting by, but it's all timing. I don't mind it, it's alright. However you cope, when you live in a place so cold, hearts get froze, I don't trust a soul. It started from young and the kid ain't grown, but the problems have. I hardly did know my dad, but it weren't his fault. I'm no longer mad, he does what he can, they come and they go. The first girl that I had still fucks in my mind, but the girl was a hoe. But now I'm trash, so what do you know? I come and I go, literally. They all show love on the road, and I got bad girls all trying to get pics of me. If I step in the club, then they sit with me. It's a blessing, I ain't gonna bitch, but see, I bet you now they wouldn't stick with me if I didn't rock this flow, if I didn't pop them blow. But I chose this, in this world, you come and you go. Story of my life. I've been on my ones on grinding, not getting by, but it's all timing. I don't mind it, it's alright. However you cope, when you live in a place so cold, hearts get froze, I don't trust a soul. Cause in this world you come and you go. Story of my life. I've been on my ones on grinding, not getting by, but it's all timing. I don't mind it, it's alright. However you cope, when you live in a place so cold, hearts get froze, I don't trust a soul. Cause in this world you come and you go. I got my own, but I got me first. Shout out the ones that have done me dirt. I pour the pain in the verse, but brother been hurt so much it don't hurt. I've been
Let me allow this water safe to digest because I've said enough. But first, before I leave, let me say something. Even the Malams at Yaba, they've started their own. They started. Because you will see me. They're telling me to come and change dollar. Ha-ha. Hey. They'll say, Fine girl, come and change dollar. Or I don't even know how they say it. If it's by fine girl, Omo, I'm not fine. I am ugly. Wallahi, I don't find anything because I don't get money. I don't get dollar. You will just see me and you just feel like, okay, I want to change dollar. I want to change naira to dollar. How? Auntie, you want to change? I don't want to change anything. I don't want to. Fine girl, come. I'm not fine. I am ugly. Because I don't have dollar. I don't have money to change to dollar. Simple. Don't disturb my life. I don't come to buy boyfriend jeans in the market. What if I came to grind their goosey? You don't know. Every time. Baby girl. Fine girl, fine girl. Auntie, auntie. I have skinny jeans. I don't want. Leave me. I don't want to buy. You don't know what I came to the market to buy. You are still persuading me to buy, to buy, to buy. Will you give me for free? No. Even if we bargain, I don't have the money to give you. Eh? If it's like that, say if God used to beg me personally to repent for my bad ways. I know say for sure I go enter heaven, but please, where to be all this one? Auntie, you will like it. My color. Eh? Which one is your color? Which state are you from? Ah, Imo State. Ah. You will say you are from Imo State too. That I'm your brother. Imana, Imana, what? Gine Mezie? What is it? Leave me. Apumaka, I don't want to buy. I know I'm not your sister. Leave me alone. What is it? Hausa will say, come and change dollar, come and change your naira to dollar. Igbo will say, come and buy boyfriend. Must it be boyfriend? Please. Nobody will call you in the market that, ah, sister, you've been walking up and down in the market. Come and eat. God forbid, until they poison you. I'm not there. I'm not there. Eh? The females in the market will not call you that, auntie, come and take wig. No. It's those boys. Eh? Do I'm telling you, I just open bell. I just open bell. You be my first customer. I go come out for you. I go give you discount. Money that I don't have. Money that I don't have. You don't know me from Adam. You just assume that, oh, I came to buy boyfriend jean. I came to buy skinny jean. Bodycon dress. I get your type. My sister says she get your type of body. How old are you? You be like say you go fit. Me and you and my sister feed the same class. She be you ni lag. Ah. Whoa, I beg, let me go and sleep. I'm tired. I think I'm going to round up here now. I've not yet said my name. Ha! Most you guys know. Well, you should find out in the next episode. Bye! And that's the end of this episode. Thank you guys for listening. See ya! To the house way bigger than a tank, so much ice, it's a joke, but mistake it for a prank. When you lit like this, you might need to get a shank.